Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
We're delighted you're here. Rod is a trans channel, meaning his consciousness is entirely gone. He's a clear channel for whoever is going to come through and be our guest tonight. We get no advance notice, and it's a lovely surprise. So, here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Awesome.
This is Amgan.
Amgan?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see this. O-M-G.
O-M-G-T.
O-M-G-T. O-M-G-T. A bit close.
Yes.
It's been a while. Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Great. Okay. Do you have a message for our callers and listeners before we start?
Get ready. We're going to be walking among you soon. Get ready.
Whoa, that is good. That's exciting. So, that's very, very good news. Thank you so much. I've been looking forward to that for a long time. Yes. All right. So, let's see. Where should we start? Anything new on the Las Vegas? Wasn't totally a false flag because there's some truth in the reports and a lot of not truth. Is there any comment you'd like to make before I ask any specific questions?
I don't think that if the good guys had planned what was done, it could have been any more obvious what a mess it was.
Oh, my God. Well, that's very good. Yeah, they really did mess it up, did they not?
Okay.
And the good part is that there's so many reports out there that people, really some people who've been asleep, are finally saying, oh, my goodness, maybe there's something going on I need to pay attention to.
It is happening. Yes, it is, my dear.
Oh, that is excellent. Thanks to citizen journalists and alternative journalists and people posting on Facebook. There's a lot of stuff on Facebook, from what I understand. I'm not on Facebook, never have been, but there is a lot of stuff there until Facebook removes it, right?
Yes. For all of these citizens that you're speaking of, many of them are being supported by BIPAC.
That's nice. Because they need support. Otherwise, they're just kind of hanging out there to dry by themselves, most of them.
Right.
Good. Okay. So this Juan Campos or Jesus Campos, as an email today about... it's a different person with a different picture taken at a restaurant that's been remodeled, and he wasn't even on the 32nd floor, didn't get shot or something. Can you straighten that out?
Well, he was supposed to play a part and wound up chickening out. Smart move on his part, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. So... he either had an intuitive inkling or something overt that made him back away?
Actually, both happened.
Both happened. Okay, so he kind of disappeared into the woodwork and was not to be found? Is that basically what happened?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, smart man.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's still alive. Is he still in hiding?
Yeah.
Yes, he's hiding. Okay, I don't blame him. I would too. In fact, I would try to get to Superior or something to try trying to save my life. Goodness. Okay. Is there anything else that we need to know about Las Vegas at this time?
No.
Okay. Very good. What about the fires that were obviously what they call DOE, directed energy weapons, in California? Again, there's so much exposure thanks to the internet and Facebook, right?
Yes. And again, the cabal is desperate. These are end times for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just up against it, desperate, trying to make something happen.
And they keep shooting themselves in the foot.
Yes.
They're running out of feet because they're just, yes, I can understand their commitment to something, even though they don't have the compassion gene that a lot of us do have. But when you make a commitment to something and you're supposed to carry it through, I can understand their frustration. And it's about time because they picked the wrong side.
They did indeed, yeah.
Yes. Okay. There's been excellent analysis about the melting point of steel and of glass being 2,600, 2,800, 3,000 Fahrenheit. But with a few feet away, the trees, the leaves are fine, right?
And even the vineyard.
Yeah. Beautiful picture I got today and sent it out of an untouched vineyard. And not maybe 10 or 15, 20 feet away on a road is a car that is completely beyond burned out. It's demolished. It's EMF'd. It is history.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Is it true that there were specific people that were targeted, especially in Santa Rosa, but maybe other places that they wanted to take out because they were effective activists?
They were effective for planet Earth.
Okay. Okay, and that is unfortunate that those got taken out. But there were others that were protected. Were there not other good people working for the planet?
Yes. There were those that were protected as well.
Okay. And that's got to come down to some kind of karmic thing or whatever, which is none of our business. But,
yeah.
But that's got to be somewhere along the way. Okay. There's a lot of global announcements that Iran is keeping its word on the nuclear deal. Was Trump forced to say something against Iran in that regard?
Your fourth president is under a tremendous amount of pressure on many fronts. This is one by one.
Yes. Okay, so he was forced to say something that he didn't want to say.
Right.
Because he knows Iran is keeping its word.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Man, I wouldn't want that job, not that I'm qualified for it. But what a tremendous service he's providing by willing to step up and do this dirty, dirty job.
Indeed, that is so. The nation, the world owes him a debt of gratitude, a big one.
Mm-hmm. A big one. And I would love to have all this stuff exposed, cleaned up, settled out, and he can go back to his wife and we can get on with our lives and our projects. Do you have any projection on time frame for, you know, the new governance and the real positive changes, not just the clean out that's going on, but some real evidence of positive stuff?
Springtime.
Springtime. So the new governance has been pushed out to springtime?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's only 6 months away, but it's too long as far as I'm concerned. But I do understand it is a process.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
But it is coming.
It has to. We don't, there isn't any other option. that's viable. It has to come, complete changes. And that, of course, means that the whole U.S. corporation is dissolved, whatever's left of it now, and that completely new government comes in. Is that true?
It has to be completely new governance here because you can't build a quality structure on a foundation that is shaky.
And one of the major shaky places is Congress, with most of them bribed, threatened, blackmailed, even with Photoshop stuff, the good ones, blackmailed that way, and just a tremendous mess. So getting rid of Congress entirely will just make that not able to take place again. There's no point in trying to clean it out, right?
Absolutely. Zero point in trying to clean it out and clean it up because you have to start fresh.
So is it true that this can be compared to the massive change and upgrade that was the Declaration of Independence and then the Constitution that was meant to implement the principles of the Declaration of Independence? That was a massive upgrade. Is this like that, a whole nother level of upgrade for humanity?
Yes, it is, my dear. And it is going to be an upgrade with a great deal of help from my side.
Oh, yes. We couldn't be doing this without you. And I realize there's many sleeping people still who would be wise if they would wake up and start contributing to the positive instead of keeping the couch warm. But that, I know that is shifting. But consciousness is the key. Really? Now, because of the fires and Vegas, probably?
Everything. It is coming. It is coming.
Yay. All right. So that would also factor in the upgrades, the changes in our sun, and the energy that we're getting from the great central sun, and of course the help from the galactics who are here and people like yourself from the other side. There's still a parking problem up in our skies?
Yes, a big one.
Good. I like that. I don't wish for them a parking problem because we face that sometimes, although we have wonderful parking angels. But I'm glad they're here.
Right. Very good.
Okay. Moving to the La Palma area in the Atlantic Ocean, that there's been an earthquake swarm there. And if things got really, really, really active, there's a projection of a 100-meter tsunami that would hit both the east coast of the U.S. and the west coast of Europe. Can you address that issue?
Yeah. That is not going to be allowed.
Meaning the galactics or people like yourself would soften the earthquake stuff so things are gradual. It, whatever Mother Earth needs to do, it's gradual and doesn't cause problems.
Do you really think this is Mother Nature?
Like, can we silk evolve? Oh, okay. Got it. Okay, Cindy, welcome.
Hi. And I
got
on the call. Hello. And who am I talking to? I got on the call just after your name was said.
I'm gone.
How do you spell that?
O-N-D-O-N-B-T.
Oh, okay. So I'd like to tack on to some of Mary's questions. For the California fires, the EMP pulses, was that coming from a satellite or was it physically on the ground being targeted to various places?
The answer is yes. Both.
Which? Oh, both. Okay. Is Trump aware that this is what was happened in California? Has he been made aware of this?
He has, my dear.
Okay. Okay. So, another question. What is the percentage left of the top-lip bombs that are being removed?
Percentage left?
Yes. What's the percentage? Like, is it 5%, 1%, 15%?
Less than one.
Less than one. So how many Cimarrons, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, what's the percentage of these beings left on planet Earth?
Percentage of what being blessed?
C-H-I-M-E-R-A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chimera. The percentage left to be blessed? Is that the question?
To be removed one way or another from the planet Earth.
Well, that will be a blessing for them, actually.
But how many is there, like 5 left, 20 left, 100 left still here?
Well, it is less than 24, maybe.
Okay. Is this one of the reasons between these beings and the top-lip bombs, why we're not going to have the government change until spring of 2018?
It factors in, yes.
I'm sorry, I did not catch that.
It factors in, yes.
Ah. So once those are removed, is there, once that occurs, then they can start really moving forward on changing the government? I mean, if they're able to get rid of these beings and deactivate these top-lip bombs and anything else like that, can they move faster on the new governments for the USA?
Yes.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. So, Robert Downey Jr., I believe, he gave a list of names of people, and I wasn't quite sure if these were good people or bad people for the pedophiles in Hollywood. And he put people like Tom Hanks, Ron Howard. Are those people tied into this, the being pedophiles?
You mean pedophilia?
I'm sorry, I did not catch that. Your connection is not really clear at this time.
These people are tied into pedophilia, yes.
Oh, break my heart on some of these people. Okay. Representative Tom Marino, a Republican of Pennsylvania, is to leave the office of the National Drug Control Policy. Is he a good guy or a bad guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's a mixed bag?
Yes, dear.
Okay. In Las Vegas, the shooting. Now, we know on some false flags they bring in bodies, people that had died however they died, and then some people were killed. were all the people that they're saying that were killed in the Las Vegas shooting, were they actually killed, or were these some bodies, besides some actually being killed, were there also some bodies brought in?
Yes.
Okay. How many were actually...
And there were those people who were paid actors brought in to lay down like they had been killed.
So, actually, how many were truly killed, shot there?
How many were truly shot there?
Yes.
Less than 20.
Okay. New Zealand's new prime minister is a woman, and I do not remember her name. Is it good? Is she a good girl, a bad girl, or a mixed bag?
Good.
Okay. NASA says that we have an additional moon that they finally said that we have, and it does not have a regular orbit. Is this a fake story or a true story?
Yes.
It's a fake story and a true story?
Parts of it are fake and parts of it are true.
So what parts are fake?
If you pay attention, it will be obvious, yeah.
Okay. I'm running down. Oh, October 9th, it was showing going from the west side of the United States over to the east coast, and it took about 30 minutes to travel across, and it was like in the middle from the north to the south of the United States, a big band of white light going across the United States. What was that?
It was a band that went not only across the U.S., but around the world.
Oh, okay. Well, they only showed us. So what was it? What?
It was sent by...
All I heard is it was... This is what we heard. It was sent by...
A group of black...
But who sent it?
The light workers said it.
Oh, cool. Well, thank you, light workers.
Yes.
Chemtrails, where I live, we haven't had them for a long time. And Sedona, Cottonwood, and Rimrock, Camp Verde area, we have been getting a lot of chemtrails. Is there a reason why they're focusing on this area?
There are people there that they would just assume weren't breathing.
Oh, okay. So is this being negated by our galactic family and friends where it's not doing really any harm?
The effects are being negated by what you call the white hat.
Okay, great. Mount Shasta, there's a little city at the base of Mount Shasta in California, and the name is Weed, W-E-E-D.
Yes.
One of the major water bottling companies has taken over the water there and told the city, tough luck, you're going to have to figure out where to get your drinking water and for all the other uses. Is there a way for the city of Weed, who has no money because it's really dinky, to get water?
Yes, this will not stand.
Okay. And then, is there such a thing as space radiation?
By that, do you mean radiation coming from space?
Yes, they're saying that, like, astronauts are affected by it while they're up there in, you know, the little spacecraft they're in for a year, 6 months to a year.
Yes, there is.
Does it harm the human body?
It's a mixture of harmful and non-harmful.
Okay. And then all these animals that are being taken out of the wild, whether they're tigers or bears held in captivity for their bios, because people in Asia think it's wonderful to have and make them younger or whatever. When will this be stopping, where the animals, this will not be happening? And are we looking at 2020, 2022?
2018, my dear.
2018?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Mary, that's what I have at the moment.
Yay. It's great. Amazing.
Okay. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you, and I'm grateful that you came in tonight.
Well, I'm glad you could call in. Thank you for your good questions.
I've been working on them every night. Namaste.
I love it.
I love all of you. Have a great night.
Love you too. Thanks. Let me take a quick break here. I apologize for the background noise. There is a gardener, I guess, next door with a blower, and I've closed what I can to try to cut down on the sound, but I apologize for the noise in the background. Also, we have a lot of wind, and I know audio systems pick up wind and amplify it over voices sometimes, so it's really, really windy. Windy is good for clearing, but not so good for audio, so I apologize. Also, one other thing, my email was hacked probably today, so if you get a strange email from me, just disregard, because it's not from me. Okay? Hopefully. Yes. Do I do anything besides strange?
Yeah.
You mean, do I do anything normal?
Yeah.
Well, the channel often asks the same question.
I'm sure he does. My question?
Well, we do seem to have a lot going on a great deal of the time. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Well, we have the pleasure of on guard today. Are you an Arcturian? I thought so. Okay, on guard the Arcturian today with just wonderful responses for our questions. Next is a Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein. Is he singing like a canary?
They have the orchestra playing.
Okay, so is he trying to save his own skin, which is usually what happens?
Indeed, he is.
Yes, okay. All right. And Cindy brought up Robert Downing Jr. I read only two emails, one that had a list of people he listed as personal friends that were good people, and mentioned a few that he felt were into pedophilia. But then there was another email that said that email was a fake, and he may sue.
What's true?
They did write the email.
Okay. And the email was relatively accurate as to who he felt was good guys. He said, nobody's perfect. And I'm not saying these people are perfect, but I'm saying they're not into pedophilia. And I remember Brad Pitt was on that list, and a lot of people I didn't know who are probably producers or money people in Hollywood. I know. But anyway, okay, he did write the list. Well, that's good for him. Courageous. Very courageous.
Yes.
Okay, Carol, welcome.
Hello. I have a brother who hasn't spoken, and he was taken to the emergency room tonight because he lost all feeling in his legs. I'm not quite sure what to ask, but I guess I would ask that the highest good for him happen. And I'm asking that you help in that regard. Is that possible?
Fine.
Thank you very much. And I have a extreme restless leg, and nobody seems to know what causes that. Could you comment on that, please?
It's a nerve issue, dear one.
Okay, but I am taking nerve pills to help with that. I'm hoping that it is helping.
It is.
Okay, thank you.
It will take a while.
Pardon?
It will take a while, but it will help.
Oh, thank you. Will it someday be totally cleared up?
Yes, it can.
Okay, thank you. And what?
Dear one?
Yes?
It would be in that regard to visit a chiropractor and focus on the lower back.
Yes, I do have a chiropractor that I'm seeking out, and I hope to be able to get there soon. I just haven't been able to manage it yet, but since you're telling me that it would help, I will definitely focus on that more. Thank you.
What else can I help you with, dear?
Oh, my husband's going. We have a lot of financial difficulties. My husband is going through somebody that he thinks is going to help consolidate all those bills. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It can be a good thing.
In his case, is it good, or can you tell me that? I'm not sure who he was talking about that he went through, but he thinks that they can help him.
I think so, but let me have Mary talk to you.
Okay.
There are people who do a decent job of negotiating, consolidating, and then negotiating with individual, where the debts are owed, so to speak, negotiating lower payments and lower total balances. So if it's somebody good, it can be done. So your husband is doing this, right? Is working with somebody?
Yeah, okay, he hasn't done it yet. He's considering it, and he thinks he's found somebody.
Okay. Hold on.
Dear one.
Yes.
In his deliberation, I would have him check out a company called National Debt Relief.
National Debt Relief.
Yes.
Okay, I thank you for that very much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody on this call, Mary and Rod and you. Thank you.
Most welcome, dear.
Okay.
Do you have other questions?
That's it. Thank you.
Most welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, welcome, Rebecca.
Hello.
Yes, Rebecca. Okay.
Hi.
Hello, dear one.
Hi. My question is that I need to start decluttering my household, and I feel like I have this block, and I just get up, and I can't do anything. What can I do to break through that so I can get my household cleared up of all this negative energy?
Meditation.
Okay.
And in meditation, you need to see your house the way you want it to be.
Okay. Do you see anything changing in my job in the next 6 months?
Yes.
Like going to a new company or being laid off or...
I see it getting better.
Oh, thank God. Okay, and one other thing. Do you see a dog coming into my future anytime soon?
Probably no sooner than 2.5 days.
In 2.5 days?
3.5 days.
Oh, okay. 3 days.
Okay. And a half.
3.5, okay. And then just one last thing. I'm having problems with my Achilles tendon, and I've iced it, and I've rested it, and I go to physical therapy, and it still seems to be giving me problems. Is there anything else I can do to focus on that?
Bury it.
Do what?
Bury it.
Bury it?
Yes. Dig a,
can you
dig a hole. Dig a hole, put it in, cover it up, and sit there for at least a half an hour.
Oh, bury it in what? The dirt?
Dirt. Earth.
Earth. Okay. Yeah. Seriously?
No, seriously, dear.
Okay. What will that do?
It will get it reconnected to Mother Earth, which is the problem, but it's not connected now.
Okay. Okay, I live in an apartment, so I really can't dig a hole in the apartment, but I understand about what you're talking about. It's getting reconnected to Mother Earth, so. Okay.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. And finances? Is everything going to turn out okay financially for me?
Be fine, okay.
Well, like now I don't have a car, so I'm having to ride a bus. So it'd be nice to have a car.
Yes. The answer is
okay.
Yes.
That'll just take time. So, okay, well, you know, I really, really appreciate the show. I really appreciate the people that call in and ask the questions. The lady or two before me was so on target with all the questions she was asking that I was interested in. So I really appreciate your service.
Dear one.
Okay, have a good evening.
Rebecca?
Yes?
Rebecca, he was trying to say something else. Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry, hon.
Dear one, you can have your car inside of 19 days if you will hold that thought. If you will.
19 days, hold the thought. Okay, I'll start marking it off on the calendar.
All right.
Thank you so much again.
That's good. Namaste.
Okay, bye. Namaste.
Thank you, Rebecca. Okay. Neil Gorsuch, the newest Supreme Court Justice, I read an email that he did two things that I would totally agree with. One is that he no longer supports the law clerk, not the justices, but the clerk, screening the applications and deciding who goes to the justices and who doesn't.
And that would seem to me that the justices ought to make that decision on each one. And there's like 8,000 a year, which is a huge pile. But is this true that he really did this, and is it a good idea?
I believe it would be better to have the justices involved more with those decisions. But they need some recommendations from the court. So not decisions, but recommendations, in my opinion.
Okay. Well, that makes sense, because 8,000 is a huge number, and they could screen out the ones that are obviously very frivolous or badly presented or are not relevant to what the court does. Okay. All right, that makes sense. The second thing is it says that he was the deciding vote in banning any kind of religious teaching in schools, because the case was about the Sharia law and Islam, but he put it on the basis of all religious focus areas. And I don't consider Islam really a religion, but a lot of people do. Did this decision actually take place, and will it go into effect if it did?
It did, and it will.
Oh, excellent. Now, is this going to affect Catholic schools, prevent them from teaching their teachings?
No.
Private. Because they're private. Okay, so it's the public school that this will impact and not the private one.
Yes.
Okay. But that is, I think, a very wise decision that the school is supposed to teach the kids to read and write and think and do math and do basic, get basic skills so they can function in the world. And I think the public schools are doing a horrible job of that generally.
Yes. And that is an area of your culture that is going to have to be revamped entirely.
And entirely. Keyword being entirely.
Yes.
Yes. Many of the private schools are doing a good job, but there's so few kids compared to the population who actually are in private schools. So I see a tremendous variety of young kids now, many of whom come in with tremendous intuitive skills, creative skills, and so forth. And if they are in a positive, preferably private school situation, or one of the very occasional good teachers in schools, they can thrive. Otherwise, they are hampered for life until that changes. And they get the support that they need. Otherwise, they come out just lost. And there's a joke about what we call millennials, who are just clueless about anything in reality, in real life.
It is true. Like I say, the whole education system has to be revamped. And will be.
And will be, yes. Yes, that will come with the new governance, with the new focus, with the cleaned out. People who are not so much in favor of.
And with transparency.
And transparency. Oh, I love transparency, but people can't hide and lie anymore. Yes. Great. Okay. Back to the Las Vegas situation with a young woman, 28, Kimberly Suchamel, who was an eyewitness, a present, and put on a tremendous report on Facebook. And she lives in Apple Valley and was found dead 7 days later. Was she murdered, or did she have a health issue?
Murdered.
Murdered. That's what I thought. Yeah. In the middle of the night when nobody was there.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So sad. Her testimony stands on what she witnessed.
Yeah.
Okay. The pictures of the two sons are regular sons,
and an additional son, and then the picture of over a Nigerian piece of farmland that was being basically celebrated and prayed for it being productive. And I saw the blinking. The sun was actually blinking like a light bulb off and on. Was that real?
Totally.
Nice.
It was an answer to their prayer. Within your heart?
Yes.
It will be taken care of?
Yes, and they were praying and celebrating. There were, I saw hundreds of people there over this big piece of land that they apparently were preparing to plant because they need the food. Yes?
They do.
And they were trying to bless the land, and this was a signal to them that this being taken care of and the land will be productive.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Wonderful. Okay. In Accra, in the country of Ghana, it's reported that there was an illicit nuclear weapons laboratory that was taken out, blown up, whatever, was as part of the cabal, and it was taken care of by some good guys?
Correct.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Cobra has talked about the toplet bombs, and I didn't hear Cindy's earlier question about these that are supposed to be way beyond nuclear and have been a major threat to Earth and holding Earth and humanity hostage in a sense. Can you address that, and are they being taken out?
Yes, it is, as you say, a major threat to the Earth and humanity, and they are being taken care of.
Okay, what toplet? I thought this is such a weird name. Why are they called toplet, T-O-P-L-E-T bombs?
Over and top up.
Top up, okay. It's just meaning power over?
Yes.
It's a word that's made up
right.
to say over. Okay. Is this the last major thing that has to happen as far as off-planet stuff to free the planet and humanity?
Major thing that is going to free humanity is their rise in consciousness.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, something many of us have been after for a long time, working on ourselves and trying to help other people wake up and taking a lot of criticism for that. Mm-hmm. Often I find that it's just so consistent that there's one person in the family who's awake and trying to wake up the others, and the rest of them have been criticizing them and putting them down. It's been a challenge for each one of those people.
It certainly has, but I thank them all for their help.
Yes, and thank them all for hanging in there and sticking with it. Okay. Benjamin Fulford's report this week, one of the things mentioned in there was that Kissinger was working on a new positive world government, but we know Kissinger is reptilian and cabal. Was this something that Ben put in order to stay alive?
Well, you have to understand that he does want to stay alive.
Yes, he does. So this was just a little thing to appease the nasty guy to try to keep him alive.
Indeed it was.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I was pretty sure it couldn't be true. Okay. You know that we're working on a wellness center here on Maui that we want to put together as quickly as possible. And since we apparently will be changing colonic hydrotherapists,
and she wants to use a slightly different system called a HydroSan instead of one that we're used to. They don't look all that different, but can you address, is this a positive move, Fred?
Better equipment, yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, so just go with it and not worry about the old stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cindy, welcome back.
Hi. About when will Mary and Rod get their new healing box thing? About when will they be getting that, the newer model?
You mean physically?
Yes. When will it be in their possession so they can start using to help people heal? They have the older version. When will they get the newer version?
November 18th.
Of 2017?
Yes, 2017. They have
okay.
On the machine.
What? I did not catch that last part.
Of course not. They have to be trained on this new machine, and that will take a couple of weeks, minimum.
Okay. Minimum. Okay. And I would like to ask a personal question, and I'll make this quick because I know we're running out of time. My wonderful little ambassador, Henri, who's my black cat, and I keep talking to him, and he seems like he's getting more comfortable with myself and my roommate, Lauren. Do you have a general idea of when he's actually going to come in and stay inside and not be running out? Because it's starting to get cold, so we can't keep leaving the door open all the time for him.
Soon as he's eating inside all the time.
When he's eating inside all the time?
Yes.
So that means where he's not getting little critters outside to eat?
Means when you're feeding him only occurs inside.
Well, he can only eat and drink now on the inside. There's no food for him on the outside anymore.
Then it will be very, very soon.
Okay, cool. Because he won't let me touch him. And I'm allowed to talk to him until he turns his head and like, I don't want to hear you anymore, and he walks away. Okay, I'll shut up, Mary. Thank you. Namaste.
Thank you, Cindy.
They know how to express themselves, don't they? It's gone. Okay. Okay, I apologize for this, but I want to ask one more time if you would spell your name, because I know I have it somewhere from the past, but I think I got it wrong when I wrote it down today. Please.
O-M-E-O-N-E-T.
Okay, I'm done. All right. Do you have a final word for our callers and listeners?
Get ready. We're coming.
I love it. I love it. Can we get our personal spaceship sometime, too?
If you hold that vision.
Oh, you bet. I think that would be a guess. That would be so much fun. Okay. Thank you so much, Garth, for being here. I know you're an Arcturian. We appreciate you. And thank you for your beautiful interactions and answers for our listeners and callers.
You're welcome, everyone. Namaste.
Namaste.